Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. 810. I have my show back. All these political ads aren't there anymore. It's nice. Got time. I love it. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I know. Boy, I think everyone is tired of the election, tired of all those text messages.
Oh, my God.
All those,
the ads.
The radio ads. Oh, my gosh, we're so tired of it.
And all of the dead trees that wound up in my garbage can because of the mailers. It's just awful.
Yeah, and you know what else? All of those political signs, they're not recyclable.
No,
that is another
terrible
thing that really needs to be considered.
No,
you know
I agree.
What I mean?
And by the way, thank you for running. I know you did not win, obviously, against Senator-elect Gates, but I appreciate that people participate in the process, and it's something I would never do, so I'm glad that you did it, and you know, I hope it was a good experience for you.
Oh, my gosh. It was a wonderful experience. And you know what? I met so many wonderful people. And I got 102,000 votes, which I was very proud of.
Nice.
But, you know, I think everyone who gets the opportunity should run. That is truly the best way to experience democracy, is run for office and see if you can win. You never know. You just never know how it's going to turn out.
Interesting. Well, very good. And, you know, congratulations to Don Gates. I had texted him. I'm sure you had either talked to him or texted him as well. But anyway, I just appreciate when people put their name out there. So that's I always appreciate that. The city is looking.
I did tell him that.
Oh, good. Okay, yes. Good. The city is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I contacted Don, and I, of course, offered him my support in any way that I can help him. So he was very gracious, of course, and accepted that support. So, you know, of course, I wish him only the best, because I wish the best for our community.
Absolutely. And he is very gracious. I, you know, talked with him many times, and, you know, I'm sure we'll have him on the show now that he's going to be the senator, of course. Short-term rentals, something the city of Gulf Breeze is what? They did first reading, and there's a second reading on this bill. Is that right?
That's right. They're going to consider it because they want to make sure that they have a list of the people who are renting short-term rentals in the city for several reasons. To make sure that, you know, they are safe for people to rent, and just to kind of get a handle on where those are, because they are, of course, all there's like 30 to 50 in the city of Gulf Breeze.
And a lot of times this has to do with things like who to contact when there's a problem, whether there's a first responder issue or trash, or like it's those kinds of things that often come up in terms of, you know, public issues, right?
It totally makes sense. Absolutely. So, yes, there's more information about that in the paper, too, as well. So,
okay.
But, yeah, I think it's a good idea. A lot of people, of course, there was a big issue about the Airbnbs or the short-term rentals. And I think this has helped calm down some of those questions or issues that arise.
And it's also a bit delicate because, as far as I know, the state still has all this stuff preempted. So kind of working within the very bold lines the state has kind of prevented us from taking. It's kind of a delicate thing. The soccer complex for PSC, the plans are in, right?
Yes, we have the layout that has been proposed to Santa Rosa County. It's going to be on the eastern side of the Pensacola State College development there. And it's really going to be something nice because we do need more soccer fields. You know, there's such demand. And these are some lands that I think were, you know, just very questionable for development anyway, because there's a lot of wetlands in that area. So it's a great use of the property, and I'm sure they're going to work it all out. But you can take a look at the plans in our paper this week.
I still think one of the best byproducts of this is the idea of a bus access to the back of the school, so the buses don't have to go through the neighborhood. That's just genius. I'm so glad that's in the works.
Originally,
you know,
they were going to have that, but then they ended up having some kind of an environmental issue that they could not go down Nantahala Beach Road. Yeah, that was the original plan. And there was a reason that they could not do it because of something, I can't remember what it was. They found some lizard or something down there. They could not go through that area.
Hmm.
That is why they go through the neighborhoods. But yes, it is a very tight road for getting those buses down there and lots of traffic in that neighborhood.
Wait, so I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying that the plan to interconnect them is actually off now to PSC, that is not going to happen?
No, I'm talking about originally when
before.
They built the
Woodlawn
okay. Beach Middle School.
Got it. Okay, that makes more sense.
That was not going to be the original entrance there. Yes.
Gulf Breeze Will Do had a story out. You guys, you are a big part of that, and grants have been issued.
Yes.
We talked about that the other day. Good stuff.
Yes, they had a great year. 175 members. They gave away $46,000, and each grant is between $1,000 and $10,000, which really helps so many smaller groups that need to just raise enough money to get some kind of equipment or get something off the ground or to help fund an initiative that's going to help anything in this 325-61, 325-63 zip codes. And so they have all these different categories, sort of like Impact 100, but instead of giving away over $100,000, they just give these small grants. And so it's wonderful to fill the needs of so many different people. So it's great. And yes, they did have their annual meeting, and congratulations to all the winners.
No, it's a wonderful thing. And I think they really complement each other. The big grant and the small grant kind of, you know, various levels of assistance that you can give to and charitable entities.
Yeah.
Veterans Day is Monday. We got election results. Volleyball is going to state. You got a story about the Goodwill store? What's this all about?
Oh, there is another building coming, and that is a Goodwill store. It's going to be a retail 20,000 square feet. Retail and donation center.
Oh.
So it's going to be right there on the property that is going to be east of Tiger Point East entrance. That property originally was cleared, and there were rumors it was going to be a shopping center or a retail like a strip mall. Then someone said, oh, no, it's going to be something else. And anyway, now I think the plans are finalized or they're under review right now for a Goodwill store. So that is going to be going to center behind Oak Point Subdivision.
Okay. Hey, look, I love resale stores and Goodwill particularly, and, you know, they do a lot of good work in the community, and, I mean, that's fantastic. Interesting news. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, a paper chock full of local information. Every Thursday it comes out. We preview it Thursday morning with her. Lisa, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 816 News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with that accident that happened on 98 and Fairfield Drive. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing some delays there. Also, speaking of delays, we've got 98 westbound. You're going to see some delays as you approach and leave the Garson Point Bridge area through that construction zone. Also, we're seeing some delays on Highway 90 as you head into Pensacola, right there at the Scenic Highway and 9 Mile Split. That's your traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're thinking about selling your home, what do you want? You want to get the best price possible. You want to make sure you get all the way through to closing and get the deal done and don't have a hiccup that derails it, you know, at the last moment. You want a good professional realtor who's going to carry you through that process. Somebody who knows the market, knows the terrain, knows the problems you might run into, has solved those problems before, and has enough experience solving problems that if a new one comes up, you know, they can figure that out, too. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 175 homes sold last year, on track to be in about that same vicinity again this year. And, you know, one of the little things that comes up is, when is a good time to sell your home? You know, like with the Fed meeting, talking about interest rates, is now the time? Should we wait? And she actually said on Pep Talk the other day that, you know, really, November, December, not great times to sell a home because of the holidays. It's distracting and people aren't focused on it. You may not get as many offers as you like. And of course, you want a lot of offers. And so she says, look, you know, if you can, January. January is a really good January, February. Sell a lot of homes after the new year, which makes sense. So that's the kind of thing that comes from experience, comes from lots of repetitions and muscle memory and having done this a bunch. And that's what they have. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
WSRE PBS invites you to attend the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. This afternoon of inspiring song is happening at the Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon till 5 on Saturday, November 9th. Admission is free, and there'll be food trucks on site. Don't miss WSRE's Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration on Saturday. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Was getting caught part of your plan?
Of course.
Like we needed a little bit more Bee Gees today. Yeah. All right, just one more. Well, come on, you got to get to this part. If you're not seeing the bar scene in Airplane, then I don't have to tell you. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden will be addressing the nation from the White House sometime this morning. His remarks coming just days after Donald Trump defeated Vice President Harris in the election. The Justice Department evaluating how to wind down Donald Trump's criminal cases after he won that election because of a policy that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. The cases, of course, centering around the January 6th Capitol riot and the classified documents case. And this week's PGA Tour fall event now underway in Mexico, the Worldwide Technology Championship taking place at El Cardinal at Cabo San Lucas. The fall events give players a final chance to improve their status before they head into the 2025 season.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, I'm curious, David, if this is true of you. I have constantly open on my computer. I have like the New York Times page for the election for the United States and the CNN page for the election. And I find myself habitually checking it the way you check your watch, just for. Like, I don't think they're counting at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, like in Nevada and Arizona. They're behind us in time, so they're not up doing this. And I keep thinking, why don't we have a result yet in Nevada and Arizona? Bring it in! But I keep checking it, thinking, like, if I'm going to check it, maybe it'll be there.
Right, yeah. No, I do the same thing. It's hitting that refresh button.
And I know, I know better. But I still check it. I still do. I still think maybe
something's going to
change.
Well, maybe this will be the one time they'll update it at, 3:15 in the morning. You never know.
It's not election night. Yeah, no, I agree. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Earlier in the morning, I had a very extended conversation with you about Jimmy Kimmel and The View and the Kamala Harris speech, which I thought the Kamala Harris speech was actually quite good. A couple of minor ways it could have been better, but generally speaking, probably her best speech. I think the best one I've ever heard her give. But Jimmy Kimmel, oh, Jimmy.
Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go. For healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth, and democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet. And most of all,
aw, poor. poor kid. Somebody get him a Kleenex. I mean, you know, that poor guy who has spent the last, since 2016. Basically, he has spent the last 8 years nonstop attacking this man every single... God, it got so boring. I don't even watch him or Colbert anymore. I actually had him on by accident last night. I'm going to record him because you never know what might pop up. But I happened to catch this one little part when I turned off what I was watching and Channel 3 came out. Like, oh, well, this is going to make for good radio in the morning. You know what he needs? He needs some Republican friends. Don't you think? I mean, I don't know who Jimmy Kimmel knows or doesn't know, but my guess is you can't get this twisted up into the world of, oh my God, it's the end of everything I believe in and all of these horrible things are going to happen, unless you just don't hang around with enough variety of people. It's like when the View people, the View girls were on, and they were talking about how all six of them at the table were all opposed to Trump, which you would think that the idea was to get some diversity in there. You know, I mean, having women of different ages and colors doesn't solve your diversity problem if they are all on the wrong side or on a side, right? If they're all Trump supporters, that's no good either. And, you know, I just thought people just don't know enough of the other people. You know, they ought to learn more. And then you find out that some of those people are good, too, and smart and patriotic and good. And, but you know, by the way, one of the View ladies was actually very good on this subject, talking about, you know, Alyssa Farah Griffin was very good on this. But poor Jimmy, you know, just he's so convinced that it's the end of the world. We'll come back to this in a second because it went on a little bit. And there's an important lesson to be learned from this, I think. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident on 98 and Fairfield Drive. It's in the clearing stages, but I'm still seeing delays associated with that. Also, if you're on Highway 90 heading into Pensacola from Pace, you're going to see some delays there right at the scenic 9 mile split off. Traffic looks good. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So you could hear, John, thanks so much. You could hear, you know, he's just so convinced that it's tragedy and horror and pain and suffering for all of the, half the country that voted for Trump. You know, that they're not upset. They're optimistic. Whether they're Catholic, who voted heavily for Trump, or Muslim, who voted heavily for Trump, or black men, who voted heavily for Trump, or rural Americans, or, you know, devout religious people, or, you know, people who just believe that maybe, you know, foreign wars and the economy and poor people. He says poor people are the ones suffering under inflation and the housing crisis that all happened. When did that happen? I mean, you know, it's amazing. So anyway, I want to give him the last of his say, because there is a good lesson here to be learned, I think.
Most of all, it was an absolute disaster of a night for Melania. But it was a really good night for Putin and for polio and for lovable billionaires like Elon Musk and the bros up in Silicon Valley and all the wriggling brainworms who sold what was left of their souls to bow down to Donald Trump.
Good Lord. Also, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. I had a little bit of a Will Smith moment when he's talking about you. Just don't do that. There was a time a month or two ago where he was making fun of her accent. Dude. I mean, just... seriously. Okay, but listen to this final comment that he had.
Maybe next time the Republicans will nominate an orangutan for president. Why not? At least make it fun. My only request to President-elect Trump is that he let me share a prison cell with Taylor Swift. I'm really good at making bracelets, and I think we'd get along just fine.
It got weird for a second.
We'll see how funny that is in 6 months when the great talk show host roundup begins. Raise your...
What? You know, like the great talk show host roundup that took place in 2017 and 18 and 19 and 20 when Trump was president? Like that one? I mean, it's such a weird self, like intellectually incestuous world that he must be living in. I mean, it's so bizarre. But I have a thought about this, okay? My thought is, a lot of times you learn who people are by what they accuse other people of or what they expect from other people. You know, liars always think everybody else is a liar, and thieves always think everybody else is a thief, and cheaters always think everybody else is a cheat. And a guy who's worried about political power being abused to silence people, like has been done under the Biden administration, like has been done by Twitter and YouTube and Facebook against this president previously? Is that what you mean? Because, you know, the push to censor people and have free speech zones and speech codes and make sure that people don't say the wrong words or they get canceled or fired has kind of come from your side, sir. Like, almost entirely from your side. You accuse us of being the fascists, the repressors, the authoritarian. It's your side that keeps trying to force people out of their jobs for not having the right view about gays, sir. And suing cake shops who won't make the right. It's not us doing this. But I will say this one thing. I will absolutely defend Jimmy Kimmel's right to be a fool on the TV. I will. In fact, if Trump ever comes and sends minions to ever, you know, arrest you or Stephen Colbert or anybody else or MSNBC or Colin Jost and Michael Che on SNL, I will be on your side. I will fight to the death to protect your right to say the dumb things you're saying. Despite disagreeing with you, because I disagree with you, because that, and you know, if only you recognize that those of us on this side really take that seriously, more so than your side, you wouldn't be quite so worried, because we really do believe in that free speech thing, even and especially when it protects you.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Scores of President-elect Donald Trump's political allies are being considered for key positions in his administration.
No official announcements have been made, though the transition team is insisting a new top team at the executive branch would look markedly different from the one installed by the former president back in 2016. Aside from the visible political appointments in the cabinet and key agencies, new presidents usually need to fill about 4,000 positions when they take office on Inauguration Day.
Fox's Evan Brown. President Biden speaks publicly for the first time since Kamala Harris's election loss. We'll hear from him this morning, and we just got the latest read on the economy.
It appears layoffs are still low, though there are signs of the job market cooling. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week rose by just 3,000 to 221,000.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 74 degrees. It's cloudy in Pensacola. The Pensacola woman that was accused of giving a child instructions on how to kill an infant on the Roblox video game is now facing new charges. The News Journal reporting that court officials have amended Tara Sykes' charges. She's now facing additional charges of principal to attempted first-degree murder, two counts of solicitation to commit first-degree premeditated murder, and one count of child abuse without great bodily harm. That's in addition to the second-degree murder charge previously filed. Sykes will be in court for an arraignment tomorrow. Investigators say Sykes had talked with a 10-year-old child on Roblox and told the child to kill an infant and their temporary guardians in multiple ways. The child ended up dropping that infant on a hard floor and dousing the guardian's bedsheets with an aerosol spray. The temporary guardians and an adult daughter say they saw the messages between Sykes and the child. Roblox said they did not find those messages in the chat logs. Investigators said they believed the messages may have been deleted. A Fort Walton Beach man was arrested on a child pornography charge on Monday. FDLE says they began investigating 46-year-old Michael Essaray. After agents discovered a file-sharing network user downloading and sharing images containing child sexual abuse material, they identified Essaray as that user. A search warrant was served at Essaray's home this week. The computer and hard drives were searched. Agents say they found thousands of files containing child pornography with victims as young as seven. Five people have died. Two murder-suicides happened in Santa Rosa County this week. That follows another murder-suicide just over a week ago in Navarre. Sheriff Bob Johnson says he wants the violence to stop.
We really got to get the word out that you can get help if you're in a domestic violence situation and you feel it's hopeless and there's nothing that can help you or your family. Well, that's not true. We can break the cycle if you will let us. If we get the call, we can help you.
Johnson held a press conference yesterday. One incident happened in Pace on Tuesday morning. In that case, Johnson said a boyfriend killed his girlfriend, then himself. The second happened later that same night in Navarre when a man shot and killed his parents and then killed himself. Johnson said this is the fourth domestic violence related murder-suicide to happen in Santa Rosa County in just the last several months. He provided phone numbers for anyone struggling in a domestic violence situation to contact his victim's advocates. We've shared those numbers on our News Radio 92.3 website. The Justice Department looking at how they can wind down the criminal cases against Donald Trump now that he's been reelected to the White House.
Both federal cases mired in appeals and delays for months, with no trials on the horizon, as Mr. Trump has vowed to fire the top prosecutor in charge, Special Counsel Jack Smith.
And that is NBC's Laura Jarrett. The cases center around Trump's actions leading up to the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot and also his handling of classified documents. The Trump camp also looking at how to potentially get rid of state criminal charges in New York and in Georgia. Well, the SS United States is getting ready to begin its final voyage next week. It'll be towed from Philadelphia to Mobile, where it's going to be prepared for its next life of being the world's largest artificial reef. Okaloosa County officials say that ship will be moved starting November 14th next week. The trip is expected to take 2 to 3 weeks. It'll be docked in Mobile for about a year as it's prepared to be sunk into the Gulf. That'll likely happen about a year from now. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 is actually flowing smoothly. I-110 is also. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have mostly cloudy skies today with a 40% chance of some showers. We are going to have highs near 80 degrees, lows tonight near 70 degrees. For Friday, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy with a high near 81. Friday night temperatures dropping near 71. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, again, 74 degrees across the area of cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. And your money now. Taking a look at our markets this morning. The S&P 500 is up 23 points at 59.5027. The Dow Jones is down 40 points at 43,690. The NASDAQ's up 130 points right now at 19,114. 10-year bond rate down at 4.37% today. Gold prices are up $20.40 at $26.9670. Silver price is up 51 cents, $31.84. And Bitcoin still at a pretty good price, but it is down just over $1,100 today at $74,807 even. A Phoenix, Arizona man is $1 million richer this week after collecting his prize in billionaire Elon Musk's giveaway to voters in battleground states. John Offenhart says it'll make a big difference for him.
That anxiety of, you know, getting to the next paycheck, of affording those bills, of thinking for the future, immediately some of that is relieved, and that is a blessing in it of itself.
Daily recipients were chosen from among voters that signed a petition on the website for Musk's America PAC, pledging to support the First and Second Amendments. Well, Starbucks rolling out its holiday menu already. Some old favorites making a return, including the peppermint mocha and all the lattes, caramel brulee, chestnut praline, and iced sugar cookie almond milk. Also this year, some new cranberry-inspired refreshers on that holiday menu. And all of the American Freight discount furniture stores in the U.S. are set to close. The chain's parent company, Franchise Group, shutting down well over 300 outlets across the nation. They're filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. 8:37, our next news at 9 o'clock. And breaking news anytime, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
You know, we originally started doing the frivolous topic as an escape from COVID. Now it's kind of like an escape from presidential politics. I am so eager to get back to local stuff, really eager to get back to local stuff and things that are non-national politics. So for those of you who are like, Andrew, the last couple of days have been hard for me. Okay, I know, you know, and I understand. But it's really what everybody's talking about, so we have to talk about it. But trust me, we'll get back to the other stuff shortly. But for now, something completely unrelated to anybody named T or H, and I won't mention their names. Not that I wouldn't, but, you know, let's not trigger anybody. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day, which in my house is just like day. It's because I'm the cook, right? My wife either cooks for herself or I cook for both of us. That's how it is in my house. But my question is, in your house, who cooks? 437-1620. And maybe just a slight variant on this. Who's expected to cook these days? Because there once upon a time, or so I'm told, it was the expectation that women cooked. I think more men cook in the household now than... my suspicion is that more men cook than women. I just know all these men who cook. We do the Men Who Cook event every year. There's, you know, the Big Green Egg. Men do the barbecue. I know a lot more men, personally, who do the cooking in the household than I know women. But I'm curious. So in your house, is it... wife cooks? Is it husband cooks? Is it both cook? Or is it we go out to eat? You know, 437-1620, 437-1620. John, do you cook? Are you a cook?
No, you don't want to eat my food. I'm just going to be completely honest.
I'm eating your DoorDash. Is that what you're telling me?
Right.
Okay, which is right. Fine. All right.
But my fiance does the cooking.
Okay.
And she's a great cook.
Can a household work when neither cook?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
I think it should be renamed When Men Make Reservations Day.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. So when you're like, I know you're not married now, but no. When you were, did he cook? Do you cook?
I did cook. Okay. I don't cook anymore.
Oh, you just go out.
I do the frozen food thing.
I see.
And then
okay.
I'll go out it's a different lifestyle because the kids aren't around, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say. When it's only you, it's hard to get up the excitement to cook a single serving or what? I'm going to cook and eat this for 4 days, right?
It's really not.
If exactly. I didn't have the kids to cook, and I wonder how this is going to change when the kids get out of the house and it's just us. And, you know, most of the time she's not eating the food I'm making because she's very particular. And will I still want to, because I love to cook. Mm-hmm. Will I still be excited about cooking when I'm just me, you know?
Well, men have an interesting take, I believe, on cooking.
No.
Because your idea of cooking and my idea of cooking are different.
We'll see.
You see, because my father used to call himself a gourmet cook, but the only thing he made was breakfast on Sunday. And
so a little oversold then.
Correct.
Is that okay?
And when he would love to make a dessert every once in a while. So if he made a cake, you would have thought that this was like, you know, James Beard cake out of the, and it was a big production, and he'd have all the bowls in the kitchen and the flour in his face. I mean, he was making
and he's super proud when it's done.
Yes, but he was making it out of a cake mix. It's just not that hard. But for, you know,
funny.
When it was him. So then when I was married, my husband did the same thing.
Like
so I'm gonna make dinner tonight, dear. And then it'd be like, okay, sweetheart, what are you gonna make? Tacos. And then there would be this mess in the kitchen, and then Then I'd have to clean it up.
And then you clean it up. Now, so in my house, I also do the dishes. So I am the cook and the cleaner.
Whoa. Wow.
In that room, in that one room, it's my room. Yeah,
okay, I'm impressed, Andrew. She's the lucky woman.
And I, it's weird. This is going to be weird. I actually like doing dishes. I don't like doing them because they're always like, oh, I got to do this. But there's something like I a little bit get the people who garden and like doing like routine work because there's something about it that's just sort of soothing and routine and regular. And I don't know. It doesn't take long, but there's something about that that I like. Same thing. Cooking takes time. So and that's annoying, but I kind of like the fact that it takes time.
You could come over to my house.
Okay? so the key question is, do you rinse the plates before you put them in the dishwasher?
That is a whole different question, and the answer is yes. Obviously,
yes.
I'm not a Neanderthal. 844 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So in my household, the man cooks primarily. In John's household, the woman cooks primarily. And in Meg's house, they go out to eat, or she goes out to eat, or frozen food. Let's see. I, the man, cook all the time. My wife hates cooking. My husband cooks most of the time because I get home later and he doesn't want to have to wait for me to make something. I do all the outside cooking, all the seafood, all the meat. So basically I cook. Okay. So that's the grilling, right?
Grilling. And that's grilling. Yes.
That's a fairly common distinction is if there's grilling is man's work, right?
That's very much so.
As opposed
yes.
to cooking is stovetop, right? You know, baking and things like that. Let's see. I'm a widower, but we both used to cook together. And so I miss him now. 10 years later. I understand. Somebody says, I cook, she bakes. Oh, okay. All right. I get that one. I think I can. I'm just going to not say it.
Now we're all curious.
Okay. It's a text from a listener.
Okay.
Get yourself an Asian wife and you'll never have to cook again.
Okay. I'm not saying anything.
But. From the Asian women that I know, I think that's probably true. The men who I know who are, you know, Caucasian men who are married to Asian women, I think that's probably accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain ethnicities where the cooking is a very, you know.
Well, Italian.
Italian, Hispanic, right.
Like Italian. I mean, I
think it's almost America is the one place where men are more likely to cook. As I'm thinking.
No, I don't know. Frenchmen.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And the French chefs are always the leaders.
They said, yeah, well, all right,
interesting.
Tonight and a little wine.
By the way, I'm not looking for a wife. I'm good.
There.
My husband cooks or we go out and we take out. I'm the man and the good cook. Most of the best cooks and chefs in the world are men. We're getting all the chauvinists going. I like that.
Shocker.
Deep cut. All right. I stick to homemade spaghetti, chili, and German food. It's the cleanup that I hate. Oh, no, same. Oh, it's the cleanup. And I definitely get I just spent 6 hours making Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Oh, yes. Although I love making Thanksgiving
dinner. I do, too.
Dinner.
But I got to do the cleanup.
But it's soothing for you.
No.
It's your therapy.
No, the big meals are not soothing. The big meals are stressful, getting all the events tied in together.
I love that. There's something about the tradition of it, and you're making all the family dishes, and you have to kind of dust off the old recipe card that has
that's true.
You know, that has the stain on it from when you were making last year's dinner. Mm-hmm.
In my case, it's my mom who's passed away.
Yes.
I have one of my recipes, several of my recipes are like from her in her handwriting.
Yes, mine too.
And that's like super connection between me and her for sure.
That's what I love about that.
8:47, we're late to traffic. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's okay. One accident right now. Vehicle crash with roadblock that happened at Barrancas Avenue and Lakewood Road. It's got some roadblock associated with it, and I'm seeing delays on Barrancas. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Maybe you can soon get McDonald's fries from Kamala or President Trump, either one. This is a totally different subject, but did you see the resignation letter? I don't know if Trump actually signed it or if it was like fake his signature, but dear McDonald's, I've had a better job offer. I've had to.
Oh, I missed that.
It's kind of cute. That's funny. Let's see. Nobody cooks. We either eat out or we get takeout or put frozen meals in the microwave. Let's see. By the way, my mom was a home ec major back when such a thing existed.
Yeah.
Right. And so I learned all the sewing and the cooking and the cleaning
back
and everything.
In those days,
yeah, that's right.
Women took home ec and men took shop.
That's right. That's exactly right. The question of the day, by the way, is in your house, the man cook, the woman cook, both cook or neither cook? And is it an expected norm one way or the other? When I open the fridge in the pantry, I think, oh no, there's nothing in here for me to fix. Meanwhile, the husband looks at the same ingredients, proceeds to make a gourmet meal. That's right. Let's see. Fair is fair. I am married to a Filipino woman, and the Asian wife comment is categorically false. LOL. I love it. I love it when you can embrace and reject a stereotype all in the scope of 3 minutes. I'm a widower. My daughter and her family live with me. She does mostly cooking, but we all pitch in. Her mother taught her well, and she has developed her own talents, too. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Cooking is... anything you do well, you kind of don't understand how people can't do it because you think it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But and I don't. Your husband said he's a gourmet cook, but he was joking, sort of.
That was my dad.
Oh, your
actually.
Dad. Sorry, yeah. I do not consider myself a gourmet cook. I'm a good basic cook.
Yeah.
If there's 20 ingredients in the recipe, I probably just don't do it, or I find a way to simplify it. That's my approach.
Don't you think it's kind of a lost art? Because cooking and family meals, that used to be the central core of family, and we would cook, and then everybody would sit down at the table, and we've kind of lost that, don't you think?
Listen, this does not reflect well on me, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because that's, try to be as honest as I can. I cook really good food for the boys. They love my food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they love my food. But I give it to them, and then they retreat to their caverns to eat and play video games and watch YouTube.
Mine too. Yeah.
Of all the things that I wish we would have done better, different, it would have been more the family dinner, you know, kind of thing. And we just failed on that score. I'm sorry. It's definitely not the thing I'm most proud of. But they do know Dad cooks. And maybe eventually when they get out of the house, they'll want to come back and eat my food. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5, more time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Florida State travels to South Bend Saturday night to face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a classic college football matchup.
FSU takes on Notre Dame at 4:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights. Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're 64 turning 65, or you're retired, or you're already on Medicare, and you need to make changes to your plan, hey, Ricky Stewart, she's a good friend of mine. I have known her as long as we have lived here. She's really good. I mean, she's just such a delightful person. Her whole family does insurance, and getting people adjusted onto Medicare is the one part of insurance that she handles. So if you've got questions about, you know, Advantage or supplement or, you know, even prescription drugs or what plan or Medicaid, you know, a lot of people, I mean, honestly, people don't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, and that's okay if that's you. If you don't know, you ask questions, and she has good answers. She'll walk you through that, help you understand, and like I said, you'll just be super glad that you met her. We've had so many listeners go to her and talk with her, and she's just texted me the other day how many people have called and she's worked with and been able to help, and it's good for everybody. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. 854 here on News Radio 92.3. Note of sorts that we've got Phil the Mayflower is coming up on the 22nd, so we're just about 2 weeks away from that. Cordova Mall, Friday, November 22nd, Coastal Moving and Storage, Channel 3, Cat Country, News Radio. Bring your food items, and we fill up that big truck full of food to help our neighbors who need the food at this time of year especially. And what I always say is the same thing. If you're not sure what to do, peanut butter. And if you want to do something else, peanut butter. You just can't go wrong donating peanut butter. It is the superfood. It's fantastic. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Still dealing with that accident with roadblock on Barrancas Avenue and Lakewood Road. I'm seeing delays on Barrancas, so definitely want to plan around that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. I don't necessarily love to end the show on what is basically going to be a negative note, but it's just, it's important. It's important to know. This is a very serious subject. Bob Johnson gave a press conference yesterday talking about 4 different cases locally of domestic violence, murder, suicide, an awful series of incidents. And, you know, he was saying, like, we typically have, like, 4 people the whole year die in Santa Rosa County, and it's been awful. And he outlined those cases.
On 6/9/2024, 8:18 p.m., we got a call to Adrian Way in Milton, where a husband had shot his wife and then killed himself.
This is bad, but you need to know it because this is reality, right? This is a problem in our culture, not just here in Santa Rosa and Escambia County.
October 25th, 2024. 4:30 p.m., we get a call to Meadowood Lane in Navarre. Boyfriend killed girlfriend, then himself.
Another incident. And this is the reason he was having the press conference, because there was 2 in one day.
Now, yesterday, we had 2 in one day. At 1:15 a.m., we got a call to Majestic Palm Street in Pace. The girlfriend was on the phone with our dispatchers when the boyfriend killed her and then killed himself.
You know, we talk a lot about first responders and what they encounter on scenes and what they have to deal with, the trauma that they see every day. And I think of the dispatchers, too. And especially in a case like that where you get a call, you're trying to help, and then in the middle of you talking with the person, you get the worst possible outcome. And there was a domestic violence injunction against him, too. That's what the sheriff said.
And I want to go back to the Majestic Palm for just a second. That individual had a DVI against his girlfriend when he shot and killed her. It was an active DVI.
And then, you know, the 4th one, all in the same time zone, all in the same time frame.
On later that day, 7:39 p.m., we got a call to Cypress Point Circle in Navarre, where a son killed his mother and father, and then himself.
Now, that was a slightly different kind of case because it's not romance-related. And this is an adult, by the way, a 52-year-old. So, as Sheriff Johnson was pointing out, this is something that it just doesn't happen as much as it has happened all of a sudden. Like, bad things are happening.
It's kind of strange. In Santa Rosa County, a normal year for us is 4 homicides. And out of those 4 homicides, usually 3 or sometimes all 4 will be domestic violence-related. For this, 2 in one day, 5 people dead in one day, it's never happened in Santa Rosa County since I've been here. And I started with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office in 1993, and it's never happened like this. So we have no rhyme or reason. It's horrible, I can tell you that. So it's a total of, 7-9 people killed, you know. It's horrible for us, and obviously it's horrible for the families.
And, of course, what they deal with looking at the scene.
We've just initiated a peer group counseling that they can go to, and we also have totally anonymous counseling situations where they can talk to somebody if they need to.
That's for the deputies.
And I can tell you, out of doing this, I'm in year 43, and I looked at the crime scene photos of some of these, and, you know, it bothers me. So, and I wasn't even there. I'm looking at pictures. So, yeah, so we have to take care of our people as well.
So why would I bring this up? Well, first of all, if the sheriff does a press conference, we're going to cover it. I know David has been doing a really great job of covering this all day. But also because, man, if you're in a situation that's not healthy, call somebody. Favor House is 434-6600. 434-6600. Don't ignore the warning signs. Don't think it's going to get better. Don't think people are going to change. Get help. 434-6600. There are resources available. Call the sheriff's department. Call somebody. Get help. There are resources for you. Don't become a news story.